You know, a little boy was asked to define Father's Day. He said, it's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the presents. Well, truth is truth, I guess. I don't know. Well, it is Father's Day 2018. It's amazing. Happy Father's Day again to everybody. And, you know, as Kay was talking about at the beginning, you know, I recognize that just like Mother's Day, Father's Day can be sometimes pretty tough emotionally on some people. Maybe you had a great dad and he's no longer here and you really miss him. And that's true for me. It's the first Father's Day that my dad has not been alive. I can't talk to him. I can't give him a call. I can't tell him how much I love and appreciate him. And as I was doing the sermon, I was, you know, thinking a lot about that. Or maybe your dad's was not around for you. Or maybe he was, and, you know, things were really not that good in your particular family. And there are hurts about all of that. Or maybe you are a dad and you're afraid that maybe in different ways you're not measuring up in the right way. So, yeah, I recognize that special days like Father's Day can come with what maybe I can call an emotional charge with it. And so please know that my goal today is simply this, is to first and foremost honor our God, our Heavenly Father. Can I have an amen on that one? And secondly, honor and encourage and challenge the dads that are in this room, but the things that I say will certainly be helpful, I think, for everybody. And when I say dads, I'm talking about dads and single dads and stepdads and foster dads and adopted dads and even future dads. It's good to learn, amen? It's good to learn, so listen up. Future dads. To live out more fully this radical, awesome, empowering, and most of the time intimidating call to what I'll call dadhood, okay? So today we're going to talk about being an intentional dad. That's sort of the word going around over the last couple of years, being an intentional dad. And listen, if I really put these truths into practice, they'll help our families. As diverse as our families are, they will become better as we put God's truth to work. They'll become more and more and more of what God always intends families to be. You know, it says in John 13:17, it says, now that you know these things, well, we're going to learn some things. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. Then in James 1:25, it says, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, of course, talking about the Word of God, not forgetting what they heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And then over in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus really makes the same point in verses 24 through 27. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. I mean, there's storms in this life, right? But everyone who hears, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, storms of life still come. The streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Families can fall if it's not built on the right thing. You know, the truth about being a dad, according to three different comedians, first of all, you've got Chris Rock, and he says, when I hear people talk about juggling or sacrifices that they make for their children, I look at them like they're crazy because sacrifice infers that there was something better to do than being with your children. That's a good one. Mike Myers, having a kid is like falling in love for the first time when you're 12, but every day. And then, maybe even more truth, Ray Romano goes, having children is like living in a frat house. Nobody sleeps, everything's broken, and there's a lot of throwing up. But you know, being a dad is pretty awesome. Can I have an amen on that one, dads? It's pretty awesome. They're a breed of their own. And although it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination to be a good one, it is possible to be a great dad. You know, as every dad in this room knows, being a good dad doesn't simply happen. You can't sort of go to sleep and one day, poof, it automatically happens. I am an awesome kind of dad. You know, you got to understand that if being a good dad came in a bottle, then everybody in the world would be one of those good dads. Instead, if you want to be a good one, if you want to take our dadhood to the next level, and don't we all want to do that? You're going to have to be very intentional about it. It can't just barely happen or sort of think about it. You got to be intentional and considerate and focus on it. Intentional, what does that word mean? Designed, planned, done with intention and done with purpose. That's what we're talking about here. So you got to understand that some things are just not going to happen unless we're very intentional about them. I mean, no one loses weight without being intentional, or pays off debt, or gets in shape. Alpheus, he can help you. Earns the degree. None of that comes by accident. You got to plan it. You got to go after it. You got to be intentional about all of that. Which is why this morning I want to talk about being an intentional dad. Because intentional dads get it done. And you know what? I see lots of dads. I'm proud of lots of dads here in the Nova Church, because you are getting it done. Not perfectly. None of us do it perfectly. And I could say amen to myself on that one. But still striving all the time to be better, to do this dad thing correctly, to do this dad thing right. And I've noticed, and dads, you have families that have also noticed, that you're trying, you're going after it. And we just want to keep all of us trying, amen, and going after it and pressing further on in that goal of being that super dad, as it were. And so I want to talk again about that intentional dad. Before I go there, I want to say four quick things to sort of get our hearts and get our minds in the right place. Number one, dads, be positive. Be positive. Be positive about being a dad and the difference that you can and were actually designed to make in this life and in the life of your kid. So be positive. Secondly, be realistic. Don't be overwhelmed by what you aren't doing. Rather, focus on some small step that you can intentionally begin to take even this week. Think about it, plan it, go after it. And over time, these small steps that we take, they will make a huge impact in the lives of our kids. Number three, be determined. Really dedicate yourself to the privilege and the responsibility of fathering. Make being an intentional dad one of your top most important priorities that you've got in life. And then number four, be hopeful. Be hopeful that you can become the dad that you really want to be. Why? Because you really can become that dad. And listen, dads, This is not so everything being on you, yet God is in your corner big time on you and me being the dads that we were created to be. And dads, when you look to your future as a dad, keep these two verses in mind. We find over in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, it says, now to him who is able, not talking about ourselves, we're talking about God. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever and forever. Amen. And to be glory in the families. That would certainly include all of that. So let's do this. Our text today, if you look over in 1 Thessalonians, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay? And so you got Paul, he began this church on his second missionary journey. You find that in Acts 17. He wasn't able to stay there more than 3 weeks. Some heavy persecution and opposition came down on him. But he was only really ministering down the road at Corinth. And so he was concerned about these baby Christians, these young Christians. And so he sent Timothy back to sort of check on them. And, he found out, they're really doing well. Got some really great news from Timothy. And he concludes, he writes the book right here that we're reading of Thessalonians. And he ends 1 Thessalonians with this in chapter 5, verse 27. Says, I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. What I'm saying is not just for you guys. It's for everybody for all time. For all the brothers and sisters, okay? Let's read this together. 1 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 12. It says, because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You're witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Now he was talking about his leadership here. He wasn't primarily talking about being a father, but we can learn so much about being a father. He says, we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children. Being an intentional dad, first of all, means walking with God. It means walking with God. Let me reread verses 9 and 10. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You're witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous and blameless we were among you who believed. You know, walking with God is what Paul's referring to when he uses words like holy, like righteous, like blameless. That's what he's talking about. And we got to understand that this really matters. This is everything. This is where it begins. This is the foundation of being a dad. The kind of dad we were created for is our walk with God. You know, a walk with God isn't just something that happens by accident. I mean, the chances of simply waking up in the morning and finding yourself mature in the faith is as likely as America winning the World Cup. And by the way, America's not even in the World Cup because we didn't qualify this year to be in the World Cup. Now, if you didn't get that analogy, maybe here's another analogy. It would be the chances, would be like as likely as the Washington Redskins winning the next Super Bowl. I do have to say, yay, Caps, rock the red, they did great. All right, there we go. So I won some of you back. Okay, there you go. Still attitudes out there, but remember, you must forgive. Okay, good. Now understand, it's not that God doesn't want us to walk with him. He does want us to walk with him. In fact, it's one of the things that God did with Adam and Eve when he created them. In Genesis 3, he tells us that God would take walks with them in the cool of the morning. They would walk with God. But then came the tree, the fruit, the serpent, the lies, the bite, the sin, the fall. And the result, what was once so natural, what was once so easy, what was once just a normal part of life, walking with God, became difficult, became unnatural, and became rare. That's what happened with the fall. And the bottom line, dads, in order to have a solid walk with God, we are going to have to really want it. I mean, really want it a lot. And we'll have to go after it. It won't just happen. You know, you gotta pursue it with passion. This is what I want. This is what I desire. This is what I believe is the most important thing in life. And the greatest thing that I can give to my children is my walk with God. You know, dads, I think we know what it is to pursue something. I mean, we know what it's like to pursue a career, pursue a goal, pursue a person, pursue a hobby with passion. Here's a few verses about passionately pursuing our walk with God. Just listen to them. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with what? All of your heart. That's a walk with God. Deuteronomy 6, 5 and 6. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. It's got to be from within. It's not just what you put on the outside. It's from within, and then the actions get right. Then in Matthew 6, 33, it says, but seek first. What's the first priority if you're walking with God? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. I want to do what's right before God. That's first. And all these things will be given to you as well. Another translation says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So what can a dad do intentionally to improve his walk with God? Read the Word of God on a regular basis. And that really means daily. Daily. We need food daily. We were taught with the manna. We need it every single day. The miraculous food today is not the manna from heaven. It is the Word of God from heaven. Every day. How else? Pray on a regular basis. Every day, more than once a day, surely. Attend church on a regular basis, not just on Sundays, all the meetings of the body. Where was the day when we did not let our work get in the way? When we said, no, I cannot do that. I will change. I will do something different. I need to make God my number one priority. Attend church on a regular basis, not just on Sundays, all the meetings of the body. Taking advantage of things like the PTP devotionals. Hang out with other guys who want to pursue a walk with God. Take the GEP, the Good Enough Parenting course, the next time that it's offered. I just want to get better. I want to be reminded of what it takes. Jesus said this in John 15, 5. He says, I'm the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, apart from a real walk with me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Wow. That hits. As we take our relationship with our Heavenly Father deeper, we will find that not only will we be more willing to be the dad we want to be, but we will literally be empowered to become that dad. And do you know that sometimes it's the very fact of becoming a father that moves a dad to walk with God? He finally says, hey, I got to get this thing right. God forbid that we wait until they're teenagers to really go and try to walk with God as we see things that are messed up in the family. It says this in Genesis 5, 21 through 23. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God. It's an interesting passage. Afterwards, walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. I'm glad God cut that short. I'm not sure that I need 365 years. On this earth. I don't know. That's just me, maybe. So We've got to be intentional. Can I have an amen on that one? We got to be intentional, Dad, in expressing our love. In expressing our love. I'm just going to tell you that. Number three, we need to be proactive in our involvement. Proactive in our involvement. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Dads, become the dads we want to be requires our involvement, requires us to share not only things, not only the address, the same place we live, not just facts with each other, not just stuff, not just activities, our lives as well. Our lives as well. And listen, to make this a reality is a lot harder than we think. What? We're busy. Right? Can I have a head shakes on that one? We're busy. We're pulled into so many different directions by so many different things and by so many different people. We're tired at the end of the day. It will take T-I-M-E, time, which we seem to have less and less and less of the longer that we live. You know, we may have to give something up that we want to do in order to be there for our child, to be there for our children. You know, being there, involvement is what we're talking about here. You know, parents, this is for everybody. Have you ever noticed how every time you go to your child's event at school or sports or they're dancing or something, they're always scanning the room to look for you and to find you? And when they do, they always break into a smile. Hopefully. They always break into a smile. But you know what that smile says? I matter. I matter to the most important people in my life. I matter. Dads, to become the dad we want to be requires that we become very intentional about our involvement, which will mean that we may need to turn off the game, come home from work earlier, get off our laptop or the phone. Do something that interests them. Involve yourself with their interest. Tell your friends that you'll catch them next time on the golf course or something else. Because I want to be with my kids. That's more important to me. You know, I came across this quote as I was studying for the sermon here. It says, I have noticed that in the last generation, the definition of successful parenting has changed from spending time personally with your kids, hanging out with your kids, to being an activities director for your kids. In other words, so much of what we do is we take our kids to places and watch them as they interact and have personal time with someone else. Now, I'm not saying that there's something necessarily or intrinsically wrong with that, but it cannot be a substitute for personal time. Again, dads, the goal today is not to beat ourselves up with regret, but just to ask ourselves this question: what small step can I take, even starting this week, in an intentional kind of way, to move in a greater way of being the dad that God wants me to be? So being intentional, walking with God, expressing our love. I wish I had time to talk about one. I didn't. Proactive involvement. And then using affirming words. Using affirming words. Gee, I wish I had time to talk about that one too. But I don't believe that I do. But, you know, I love you. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. I know you can do it. You did a great job. Dads, let your daughters know you think they're beautiful, that you think that she's smart, that she's talented, that you believe in her. And dads, let your sons know that you think they're capable, that they can accomplish anything, that you believe in him. I tell you, the words from dads are powerful. They'll move them one way or the other, the right way or the wrong way. You know what God said when Jesus was baptized? We ought to say the same words to our children. You're my son, my daughter whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. I am well pleased. And finally, the last thing I was going to mention was pursuing the primary purpose. Pursuing the primary purpose. Let me read 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 again. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and into his glory. So question, what is our primary purpose as a dad? It's a good question. What is our primary purpose as a dad? Now, through the affirming words, through our proactive involvement, and through our expressions of love, we are to urge our children, urge our kids at whatever stage and age of life they're in to live lives worthy of God. That's it. Live your life worthy of God. Live sold out for God. Live on fire for God. Paul said it this way, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Fathers, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. It's dad's prime responsibility. Praise God for mom. And it goes on in 1 Timothy 4:8 says, for physical training, sports, dancing, whatever it may be, for physical training, it's of some value. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. What do we teach our kids is the prime, most important thing, now or eternity? It'll be the priorities we push them towards. You know, dads, we can't allow ourselves to be distracted by lesser things. Let me read again, 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who called you into the kingdom and into glory. Now, the meaning of the Greek word here that's translated urge is a form of the verb maturio, which means to bear witness. So how do we bear witness to our children to live a life worthy of God? The best way, and ultimately the only way, the best way is by being an example of someone who is living a life that is worthy of God. There's a big difference between telling them the words and living the life. But when you live the life and tell them the words, now you got something going. Now you've got something going there. Dads, when we give them an up-close and personal example of what it means to live a life that's worthy of God, they will be motivated to embrace it, to go after it, to want it, to desire it themselves. You know, if I can just call you fellow Jesus followers, is that okay? Okay. Fellow Jesus followers, you have a Father, our Father in heaven, who wants to walk with you, who continuously expresses his love for you. He wants to be intimately involved in every moment of your life, whether you're on the mountain high or the valley low at the moment. God affirms and empowers you with his words and his spirit to live lives that are worthy of him. So dads, all of us. You know, when I point a finger there, I got more fingers pointing at me than pointing at you. Dads, let's be intentional to be like our dad in heaven. Can I have an amen? Amen. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Yeah.